And Uniform Bravo, Pat, yeah, this is 2 Echo 1 India Lima Hotel, and the operator is Dean, Delta Echo Alpha November, with a QTH at Portsmouth, over.
Yeah, EI 3, Golf United Bravo returning. I've got the name as Dave, but I think your modulation was a bit strong for me, my apologies, and I'm not sure what the call sign is. The home location is on the south coast of Ireland, and the city is called Charlie Oscar Romeo Kilo, and we're about 5 miles south of the city. The current location at the moment is in Echo Alpha 6, the island of Mallorca. And we've been out there for the last couple of days, and we should be there until August. So if you could come back on the next oval, please, and my apologies, and give me the call sign slowly, please, from EI3GUB.
Echo India 3, Golf Uniform Bravo. This is 2 Echo 1, India Lima Hotel. 2 Echo 1, India Lima Hotel.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that with the net today. I appreciate it. That's so interesting. I love that you, appreciate or like that is part of your history as well. I mean, your work history, but then it's huge. I mean, talk about, you know, technology, talk about pop culture, talk about all of those things. You're part of that, and that's awesome. I know you're not the only one, but yeah, that's so cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I appreciate it, and have a wonderful day, and enjoy reading the Apple First 50 Years Tome of sorts. And I am glad that you have enjoyed the work that you have done in your life. That is very special. It's very special. 7-3, and have a good day, Mike. This is Rebecca, KK7IJZ. You're listening to the Lake Washington. I'm Lake Washington. You're listening to the PSRG, New Net, PSRG, Peter Group Net. Let's get another list. Call sign and name, RF, and internet.
KF7, Sierra Papa Alpha.
Kilo Delta 4, Oscar Basindia. Kilo Delta 4, Oscar Basindia from Orlando, Florida. So, person that can show.
2E0LRV, that's from the sky.
Alpha Bravo 6, Mike Bravo, Jeff.
I have you, Les, 2E0LRV, and the Orlando station. Will you come back with your call sign and name?
Kilo Delta 4, Oscar Bixandia. Name is Papa Echo Tango Echo, over.
Right, KD4OI. Okay, Papa Tango. We'll figure it out. That's fine. I'm part of it. More stations, please.
VK3KK3KIO.
Thanks for your IO, Sean. Have a great day. Thanks for letting us know the future exists. More stations, please.
Alpha Bravo 6, Mike Bravo.
Hey, Jeff, got you on the list. More stations, please.
Kilo 7, Juliet Uniform Mike, Bert.
Bert, got you on the list. I'll go ahead and draw a line there. Bert, did you need to go ahead and go first, or are you good? I know you're not mobile, but you need to go ahead and go first?
No,
No need to go for it. I'll take my place in line. Go for it, TK7JUM.
Sweet. All right. I'm going to draw a line there and go back to the top to Bob. KF7SPA, please come ahead with your report.
Hi, Rebecca. 51 degrees, raining in West Seattle. I just hope you, Andy, and Leo are doing well. I'm doing well. Have a good day. KF7 Sierra Papa Alpha.
Thank you so much for always asking about Leo. He's the best. He's so fun. We just had his parent-teacher conference today, and he just cracks me up. He's doing really well, really, really well. He's in a really wonderful school, and I'm so grateful that we are able to send him to this independent school because it's a game changer. It is so show. Well, Bob, have a wonderful, wonderful day, 73 and 88, and thank you for the weather report in West Seattle. Next on the list is Les from the Shire, 20LRV. Les, please come ahead with your report.
20LRV. Hi, Rebecca, and hi to everybody on the net. This time change thing is a real nuisance. I switched on. I'm thinking it's like Lake Washington's time, and of course it's not. I missed that. So here we are on Puget Sound. I was listening to you earlier, and I nearly spat my coffee out. There was a certain word you used, which you, in the UK has, how can I put this, a certain connotation, and it has nothing at all to do with dogs. It's a very adult thing. So, perhaps might be worth not using that again. So if there's people from the UK listening, it's... We've had a few comedy sketches about people who thought it meant dog walking, and it doesn't. Not the least in the UK. Anyway, let me get that out of the way. You can Google that or check Wikipedia. I'm sure the information will be on there if needed. But yes, don't mention dogging, not to people in the UK. Well, you know, I've just done myself a very nice snag bowl. Well, not snag bowl, snag. Bolognese with little sort of seashelly type pastas. Absolutely delicious, loads of what's it. And as usual, I was going to put a pinch of smoked paprika. Can't get my teeth around that one now. And as usual, it comes out in a big blob, a big lump rather than a tiny little sprinkle. So it has some quite spicy bolognese sauce with it. But really good, really good. In fact, I was watching something on YouTube, and they were talking about, tinned tomatoes and stuff like that, and the difference between, the quality difference between them, which was a bit of an eye-opener, so didn't know that. I should never look at the tins in my cupboard again, because they're all on the don't-buy list, but there we go, such is life. We've been messing about with MeshCore over here. We've reached the point now I might have to delete the public channel because I'm getting well over 1,000 messages a day coming in on the public channel. It's like overload. I've got no chance of reading all of those messages. It only sends me a message in that, list. I'm deleting 200-300 at a time every time I look at the phone. So, it's taking off. The town I live in, we've got quite an active group here using the mesh core, and the guys that put up the repeater, they're all into it as well. So the talk of it sort of gets mingled between all sorts of different talk groups. But hey ho, it's all good fun, and it's it's what we need to do is we need to find a use for mesh core. Now we've all got it, now it all works. What are we going to do with it? I've asked this question of quite a few people, and everybody sort of looks a little bit blankly and said, well, got it working? Yes. Now what are you going to do with it? what use has it got, So we're all set up for the apocalypse, but until the apocalypse arrives, something. But then again, it's good fun getting it up and running and setting it up and messing about with it, you know, but you, there is a sort of a, how can I put this, there's sort of an end thing where you've finished everything you can do and it's like, what do I do now? So, yeah. So we got that, and I was listening to the chat about, yes, clearing things out, you know, the old Japanese thing, if you haven't touched something or worn it in a year or was it 6 months or something and you throw it away, you know, it's like, yes. But I was looking at that. I was looking at getting another 3D printer. I've got nowhere to put it. So I was looking at all over the stuff thinking, I'm going to get rid of all this. If I'm going to have it to like get another sort of a table in to put this 3D printer on, you know, so yeah. So that spurred me on to have a clear out. Plus look at the, I mean, the amount of wire and bowls of wire and coax I've got is ridiculous. You know, so it's all going in the garden shed out of the way. Because I probably haven't touched that in, you know, probably a couple of years, or I'll snip a little bit off. I'll have 6 inches or a foot or something. And that's it, so you can go in the garage, so yeah. So that's the report from the show, a bit of a ramble, but yes. And please, please don't refer to dogging me again. Back to you, Rebecca, 2-0-LRV.
So, Rez, for some reason, so what is the word you don't want me to say again? Can you spell it? I know that it sounds like I'm making a joke, but I'm not. Like, docking? What word is it again? Back to you, Rez.
Yes, it's dogging, D-O-G-G-I-N-G, dogging. It doesn't involve dogs, you know, something to avoid. If you say that and touch a UK person, they'll look at you a little bit sideways. Hopefully that clarifies it a little bit.
Got it. I'm looking it up now. I'm going to, I'll let you, stand by, I'll let the folks know, just joking. I'm not going to look it up. I mean, I am looking it up, but I'm not going to say it on the air since it's not what I'm supposed to say anymore. And now I know. And now I know. anyway. Well, I just read what it was. you know. We're all adults here, right? Just joking. We're not. This is a family-friendly net. Rez, 7-3, and thank you so much for your report. And yes, MeshCore, what do you do with it? I mean, what do you do with any of this, really? What do you do with it? You just talk, communicate. Just communicate, you know? MeshCore is all, like, sending messages, so, you know, you either like doing that or you don't. I personally like to talk, but, you know, MeshCore is a thing. It's all transmission. Transmit, receive messages in so many ways. But, yeah, what do you do with it now? You talk. 7-3 Les, have a good day in the Shire, and I'll never use that word again. this is Rebecca KK7IJZ. Next is the station from Orlando. I understood that their name was Pete. I have a feeling that's not what it is. And I also wrote down their call sign as KD4. The station from Orlando, please come ahead with your report.
This is KD4, Ashgabish, India. Yeah, right. And beautiful weather in Florida here. A little bit on the cool side, but it's manageable. You have a wonderful day from KD4 Oscar Rich India. See ya.
Well, thank you so much, Pete. You have a wonderful day, too. Well, I guess a wonderful evening over there in Orlando, Florida. It's good to hear you, and I hope that you come back. That's great. All right, we had an I.O. from Sean, VK3KK, and next we have an N from Jeff down in Onion City. Hello, Jeff. AB6MB, KK7, IJZ.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for doing the net. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I feel green with air meat that I'm not up there. meanwhile, got the squirrels running around on the patio, having a great old time and being real happy little squirrels. And we got nuts and peanuts and water and just all just super happy. And Rocky's running around out there having a great time chasing other squirrels. And yeah, it's a fun bunch out there. Right now it's 80 degrees outside and it's nice and sunny out. And I'm looking at the weather report here for Seattle. Looks like you guys have rain coming, of all things. But it's good to hear everybody. You got up from a nap, and here I am, and drinking coffee, which is really hitting the spot. So with that, I'll turn it back to Ned. This is Alpha Bravo 6, Mike Bravo.